All right, friends. Well, today I want to continue a series that we began last week called The Armor of God. Now, when you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, you became a follower of Christ. God, the Creator of heaven and earth, became your heavenly Father. And the Word of God tells us in Matthew 7:11 that God gives us good things. James 1:16 and 17 says that God is the giver of good things. Acts 10:38 tells us how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Jesus told his disciples before he was crucified, he says, "When I go back to my Father, I am leaving you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, our counselor, our comforter, the one that builds us up on the inside." So how many here agree today that God the Father, His intention for us is good? That Jesus Christ, His intention for us is good? That the Holy Spirit, our Counselor, His intention for us is good? Right? That's it. But you know what? In this Christian walk, we are going to battle a realm called darkness and evil. Friends, we're not in a flesh and blood battle. The battle we're in as Christians is a spiritual battle, a spiritual warfare. It's not like a battle, it's not like the war in Iraq, for instance, where you've got flesh and blood of one nationality fighting flesh and blood of another nationality. As we go about our Christian walk, we will be fighting a spiritual battle, every single one of us. Take questions later. Now, we'll take questions later.
But you said a nation fighting another nationality. Mm-hmm. American soldiers are made up of different races.
Right.
And they got different countries, too.
Right. But in regular warfare, what I'm saying is that it's a flesh and blood fight. Flesh and blood fight. Okay, in the spiritual walk, it's not a flesh and blood fight. We're fighting against the kingdom of darkness spiritually. And Paul the Apostle in Ephesians 6:14 talks about the first piece of spiritual armor called the belt of truth. The belt of truth. Now, if you look at my physical being, my belt sits where? Sits at my waist. It sits right about center of my physical being, right? It holds up my jeans. I think the picture Paul the Apostle is trying to paint for us is this. What he's trying to say is just as your physical belt sits at the center of your physical being, so let this spiritual piece of armor called the belt of truth sit at the center of your spiritual life. Let the spiritual belt of truth sit at the center of your walk with God. Now, for Paul to list the belt of truth as the first piece of armor, it means that the enemy will try to attack us in the area of what? The area of the mind, in the area of truth. The devil and his angels will try to take the truth and do what? Twist it, distort it, misrepresent it. He'll try to lie to us. He'll make that lie attractive so that we swallow it. He wants to drag us to hell. When he takes the truth and he twists it, what is that called? It's called deception. So the enemy would try to deceive us, but with the belt of truth in the center of our spiritual lives, guess what? We can be defended against deception. Now, what does the spiritual belt of truth consist of? What does it consist of? It consists of the Word of God, which is the standard of all truth. How could you tell what the counterfeit is? How could you tell a counterfeit dollar bill? Counterfeit $100 bill. By knowing what the real one looks like. When you know the real, you know how to discern the counterfeit. How do you learn to discern deception from the enemy? His twisting of the truth. By knowing the real, by knowing the standard of truth called the Word of God. So the belt of truth consists of the Word of God. You've got to store it up on the inside of you. You've got to read it. You've got to study it. You've got to meditate on it. And also, the belt of truth is also made up of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ said in John 16:14 that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide us into all truth. So the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, is part of that belt of truth. Say it with me today. I am going to arm myself with the belt of truth in Jesus' name. All right, that was just a review of last week. This week we're going to talk about the second piece of spiritual armor called the breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians 6:14. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. The breastplate, the spiritual breastplate of righteousness in place. What is this breastplate of righteousness? All right, let me give you an example in the physical world to make the comparison here. How many here know what a bulletproof vest is? It's worn by law enforcement officials, right? Right up on their chest. And gangsters, but law enforcement officials, cops, often wear bulletproof vests. If they're chasing down a bank robber, a murderer, a criminal, right? They're going to wear that bulletproof vest so that if that criminal turns around and shoots at their chest, guess what? Their chest is protected. Their physical heart is protected, right? The breastplate of righteousness, spiritually speaking. Now, in the scripture, we know that a bulletproof vest covers what? The physical heart, right? It protects it. Now, when the Bible talks about the heart in scripture, what is it talking about? Is it talking about this physical beating heart on the inside? What does the heart signify from scripture? It signifies the inner being of a person, the inner man, the spirit of a human being. When the Bible talks about the heart, it talks about your inner spirit. Now, what did the writer of Proverbs write in Proverbs 4:23? He writes, guard your heart, your inner being, for out of it flow the issues of life. Let's say it together. Guard our hearts, for out of it flow the issues of life. All right. Well, let me give you this picture now. Let's say a good friend of yours at Christmas time knows that you have need of certain things, maybe clothing, maybe bedding items, whatever it might be. And this friend says to you, I'm giving you $500 cash for Christmas. I want you to go out to the store and buy yourself some nice things. I want you to fill your shopping cart with good things. And I want you to fill your shopping cart with good things for your family members who might be in need. You get excited on the inside, right? Wow, this person, this friend is giving me $500 for me to fill my shopping cart with good things. Now, let me ask you this. How many would take that $500 and go to a trash bin or a dumpster and fill your shopping cart with trash? None of us, right? That would be absurd. You would go out to the store and fill your cart with good things, items that you need, clothing, jackets, you know, maybe a comforter or a blanket, food items. Does that make sense? That making sense? All right, well, good. Well, guess what, friends? People that don't love God, that are ungodly, that are a law unto themselves, guess what? They are filling their hearts, their spiritual shopping carts, with things that are trash, right? Those who are not following Christ and God, what are they filling their hearts with? Their spiritual carts with? Evil things. Let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. This is what Jesus says. Verse 19, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. Jesus is talking about what comes out of the heart of an evil person, a person who is not following God, right? So how many here, let's agree today that our heart, our spiritual heart, is our spiritual shopping cart, right? And guess what, friends? Even us as Christians, as we go about our Christian walk, as we strive to build our relationship with Christ, as we strive to follow God, guess what? Guess what the enemy may try to put in your spiritual shopping cart?
Trash.
Things that are not good. He may try to deposit certain things in there that are not godly. But what does the Word of God say? Peter writes in 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. What does he say? He says, "Be ye therefore holy as God is holy." 1 Peter 1:15 through 16. Well, I'm just making the comparison of the heart, okay? Now listen, guys. Think about this. He's going to try to deposit into our hearts things that are unlike God. Maybe a lust. What's lust? Lust is a strong desire for someone or something that is not good for you. He may try to put it there. And how does he do it? With that ugly little whisper. You know, how many have heard that little whisper in their spiritual ears in the past saying, you know what, it's okay to sleep with somebody who's not your spouse? You're normal. You know, you're normal to have that sexual desire. God understands. God will forgive you. Friends, that is a lie of the devil. He may try to whisper, it's okay to do drugs and alcohol and get temporary relief. God understands. Friends, he is feeding you a lie. He's trying to put trash in your spiritual heart, in your spiritual shopping cart. He may whisper to you, it's okay to look at a beautiful woman lustfully and think about her in wrong ways. That's a lie of the devil. He's trying to deposit what's not right, what is unholy, in your heart. Maybe somebody's done you wrong. Maybe somebody talked about your mom. Maybe somebody made fun about your weight and you're upset with somebody. Maybe somebody took money from you and didn't repay it and now you're angry. You get unforgiving and bitter. And the enemy whispers, it's okay to be bitter and unforgiving. You need to teach that person a lesson. What is he trying to do? He's trying to deposit trash in what? In your shopping cart. You know, you may drop something heavy on your big toe. You may hit your big thumb with a hammer and speak some unholy words. And the enemy might whisper to you, it's okay to speak some bad words. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Guess what? He's lying to you. He's trying to deposit some bad things, unholy words, in your what? In your heart, in your spiritual shopping cart. So my question to you today is this, friends. How do you prevent the enemy from trying to place trash in your heart? How do you prevent him from depositing wrong things in your spiritual shopping cart? By doing what Paul the Apostle tells us to do in Ephesians 6:14. He says, arm yourself with what? The breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Now, this word righteousness, from the original language in which the New Testament was written, Greek, means this. Means doing or being what is just or right. The character and acts of a man commanded by and approved of God. Doing what is right and holy in the sight of God is your breastplate of righteousness. So when the enemy tries to deposit any trash in there, no, your heart is guarded with a breastplate of righteousness so that he can't put any of his bad things in there, right? Because you're guarded. Now the question is, how do you put on the breastplate of righteousness? How do you arm yourself with this spiritual part of the armor called the breastplate of righteousness? How do you do it? This is the way you do it. By filling your heart with the Word of God. This word right here.
You ever been to Mexico?
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You've got to read the Word of God. You've got to meditate upon the Word of God. You've got to get it on the inside of you so that when the enemy tries to attack you with trash to put in your heart, you speak the Word of God. And one thing that the enemy hates is what? What does he hate? He hates the truth. He hates the Word of God. He's got to flee from the Word of God. Remember when he tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4? How did Jesus respond? He responded with the Word of God from Deuteronomy. The devil tempted him 3 times, and 3 times Jesus quoted the Word of God, and it says in Matthew 4:11 that the devil left him. So friends, when the devil whispers to you and says, you know what, it's okay to have physical relations with somebody who's not your spouse, trying to put that trash in you, what do? You say, devil, no. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually against, sins against his own body. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? So when he tells you to do something with your body that is wrong, that is unrighteous, that is unholy, quote 1 Corinthians 6:18-19. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I will not unite my body with somebody who is not my spouse. Oh, you could do some drugs. You can do some alcohol to get that temporary relief. Satan, you ain't putting that trash in my heart. I'm guarded with the breastplate of righteousness. The Word of God says that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And once he starts hearing you quote the Word, eventually, friend, he will flee from you. Say there's a beautiful woman walking down the street. And he says to you, look at her. She's gorgeous. And you start lusting after her. You start maybe thinking thoughts that are not right. You quote the Word of God to him and say, Satan, you know what? You are not depositing those bad things, that trash, into my spirit. Because the Word of God says in Job 31:1, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. So whenever he tries to deposit something in your spiritual shopping cart that is unlike God, what do? So simple. You quote what? The Word of Almighty God. When he tells you, you know what? You can hold unforgiveness and bitterness against your offender. You need to teach them a lesson. You could fantasize about wrong things with your mind. It's okay. God understands. He'll forgive. He's lying to you. He's trying to put his ugly trash in your heart. And you quote the Word of God, Satan? No, in the name of Jesus, the Word of God says this in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So he tells you it's okay to think about bad things. You say no. The Word of God says to think about with my mind only that which is holy. Friends, when you quote the Word, you're putting on the breastplate of righteousness. He tells you, you know, you can hold anger and unforgiveness towards somebody. You say, no. The Word of God says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Quote the Word of God. He might tell you, it's okay to speak a bad word, to speak a cuss word, an unholy word. You hit your big thumb with a hammer, ouch, it hurts. Speak a cuss word, it's okay. God will understand. He's lying to you. Say, no, Satan. The Word of God says this in Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Satan, you ain't going to try to put that trash in my spiritual shopping cart, in my heart, about me speaking bad words and it being okay. There's no way. The Word of God tells me not to let unwholesome words come out of my mouth. And as you quote the Word of God like this to him, you're putting on that breastplate of righteousness, and he will not be able to deposit his nasty stuff into your spirit. And friends, you know, sometimes we get weak, right? In our walk with God. You're trying to live righteously, you're trying to live holy, and you slip up, you think a wrong thought about somebody. You get upset and angry with someone. You think a lustful thought about a woman. You get weak in your walk with God. You say a cuss word. You do some drugs. You get drunk. And you're like, God, I'm trying to overcome this weakness. I can't do it on my own. How's another way that you put on this breastplate of righteousness when it comes to you being weak, not being able to do it on your own? Start praying, friends. You know, it seems that God never does a thing unless someone prays. And God understands English. He created the languages. So if you start getting weak in a certain area, the enemy's trying to put his bad stuff into your heart. Start praying and saying, God, I am weak. The enemy's trying to come against me. God, I pray to you, God, to give me your strength, your grace to overcome this trash. And he will give you his strength and his grace. Maybe some of you don't pray in the Spirit. Praying in tongues. Paul the Apostle tells us in 1 Corinthians 14 that praying in tongues builds you up spiritually on the inside. It strengthens your heart, your spirit man. And maybe some of you speak in tongues. How many here speak in tongues? All right. When you speak in tongues, it builds you up. Maybe some of you don't. God can give you that gift today. But if you don't speak in tongues, with God, English is okay. Amen? So say it with me. This week, I am going to attempt to arm myself, to clothe myself with a breastplate of righteousness so that my spiritual heart is protected from the enemy trying to put his trash in there. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right.